Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Now, I want to welcome all of you. I want to welcome anybody that's new, because it may be somebody who's new who didn't know that after we announce ourselves, and it's so fun to hear everybody, so encouraging to hear where everyone is from across America and know that we've got a strong contingency for agreement. But we do need to mute our phones. Today we heard someone had in the background, like a could be television or radio, or might even be listening to a good tape. This morning we heard a gentleman praying. So it's good if you want to pray in the spirit while we're getting ready, but or listen to a tape or whatever you want to do. But just be sure to mute your phone so that we can hear each other and rejoice in where everybody is signing in from. Thank you so very, very much. Bless the Lord. Now, I need to get up my notes here. Hold on. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I need to make a correction. At the end today, I read as the last scripture given, Isaiah 58:11. It's a great scripture, but it wasn't the right one. It was supposed to be Isaiah 55:11. So will my word be, which goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. In other words, when he sends his word, it's supposed to bring forth fruit. Now, it's very interesting that he had already given us this verse, combined with the verse before it earlier today. So he must be really emphasizing to us that his word is to bring forth fruit. Bless the Lord. I want to thank you again for, and we're going to have prayer. I'm going to speak to the young people tomorrow at Champions for Christ. I feel almost duty-bound to explain to them as best I can where they live and their response when they live and what their responsibility to Israel and to bless Israel. We got a disturbing somebody, not me, not Chip, not anybody, but somebody got a call from a pastor who just didn't understand how we could possibly support the bombings that took place, you know, when we took out Iran, and how that we could say that how we could support what Israel does. You know, the Bible says in retaliating. So it's so important that the young people in your church know the truth. Dear Father, you don't want to be on Satan's side, and we don't want the young people to be on Satan's side. So that's really important, and I think that's what I need to talk to them about. I'm going to talk to them starting with the pre-Adamic civilization and show some pictures of dinosaurs. They're all interested in dinosaurs and where they came from and how do they make what the church, what some pastors say, match what real true science says. So pray for me, folks. I'm going to count on it. And I'll be speaking tomorrow morning, probably about 10:30. Bless the Lord. I want to make sure that you, it's the 25th anniversary, and we're going to have our 30th anniversary of Autumn Assembly coming up, and oh, I'm so tickled, because the man who's the head over our project is bringing his family, and you're going to get to meet Nir Kimke and his family. You don't want to miss it. Bless the Lord. And, of course, every day that we approach the Lord's coming, and every day that Jesus said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and things happening, and so it's God's got his prayer for us just at the right time. So make your reservations now. I think it's called Hillside. It'll tell you online, billybrim.org. Our Champions for Christ meeting is there. It's the old Lawrence Welk Theater here in Branson, October 15 through 20th. I'm leaning a little bit kind of toward early December for our Israel trip and calling it a Hanukkah tour, and maybe being there the first few days of Hanukkah. This Sunday, I want to tell you this, at 3 o'clock out at Prayer Mountain, I'm excited about this. The Lord said make a place for healings and miracles. So we're going to do it, and we're just going to do it simply. We're not going to have a big hoopla about it. We're just going to go out there at 3 o'clock. already we have meetings every prayer meetings out at the mountain at 3. But for third Sundays, we're going to have ministry and prayer for the sick and for healing and miracles and whatever God brings to the fore. Shelly will be ministering this Sunday. I'll be there to welcome you, but I'm going to turn it over to her because she does minister healing with an anointing. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, Ms. Billy. I'm right here. Praise
All
God.
Right. And I don't know if you caught me on that error reading the wrong scripture or not, but Corinne Cardoza, she did. So thank God. Bless
did.
The Lord. Quinn caught me. Oh, okay.
Quinn said, well, I don't think she did the right one. I said, well, I wouldn't have known because she did the scripture. I'm listening like everybody else. I can't keep
up
with you.
Yeah. So anyway, Max, we count on Quinn, we count on Corrine, we count on Brenda. Brenda caught me too. And we count on each other.
Amen.
You know, we're just humans and we make mistakes. And so thank God. Brother Sumrall, I did some books for him and he said, stay close to the body of Christ. Don't just go off out there by yourself somewhere. He said, they'll help you stay on track. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as we begin our prayer, have you got anything you want us to pray? We're going to lift up Brother Max and lift up and thank God for this beautiful day. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for every one of those young people. And Father, I just want to thank you for every person on this call that sent one of those young people yesterday to see David. I know it will impact their lives. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm going to point out that David was a man of war. God told him to go after those Philistines. He didn't tell him to make treaties with them. He said to go after them. So, and the Amalekites, he said, get all those Amalekites. He told Saul, kill them. So some people think that the commandments say, thou shalt not kill. It doesn't say that. It says, thou shalt not murder. And so like Ecclesiastes says, there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. And there are going to be wars and the wicked are going to be separated out of this earth, folks. So anyway, praise the Lord. I'm going to point that out when I talk to the kids tomorrow. And that there's times for this and times for that. And it was time to take away those nuclear. And it's time to fight back against what happened on October 7th. So I just hope the young people in your church, if you're a pastor, they know better. I knew who that pastor was that called. I mean, I knew his father, and I just couldn't believe that they had such a thinking. But anyway, praise the Lord. We pray for eyes of our understanding to be enlightened. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, the Lord brought the Muslims to believe and understand from the word of God where we are to stand, especially with
mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the book of Genesis is very clear. And, you know,
mm-hmm. very clear.
Brothers and sisters, you know, in the church, they need to understand that. I told you about, well, you know, about Kamal Saleem, who was with us, and go back and watch his teaching. Is just
mm-hmm.
revealing. It's very much about what we actually I prayed about this morning. You know, the Lord is speaking to us, so we are not to ignore
mm-hmm.
how important it is these
it
days
is important.
To stand with Israel and pray
and
for Israel.
And stand up against evil. Just
stand up against evil. Yes. Amen.
Yes. So, anyway, praise the Lord. One day, I think the Lord said, who will stand up for me? Or it might have been in one of the scriptures. So, praise the Lord. That's where we are. That's what we're doing. And, praise God. If God can take Max and Camel and take that hatred out of their hearts that implanted in them in the religion, then God can take a young person, a pastor, and change them. Let's pray for the church right now. Let's pray for the body of Christ to have end-time revelation that is true.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, That Bible, you wrote it down, it's your plan. And I'm asking that you would give the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of yourself and him and your plan to our pastors and Sunday school teachers and prayer leaders and evangelists, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. That they can, I know that what got Israel off in the Old Testament was their shepherds. You said the shepherds were wrong. They were leading the people wrong. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, please give us good shepherds in the body of Christ. And shepherds that know what to do, the will of the Lord, and how to do it. What's happening in our time, and how to be on the Lord's side, and not be on the side of evil. Father, in the name above every name, we lift up our dear nations, that they'd be sheep nations. In the name above every name, we thank you, Father. Thank you again that you lead us. We have an indwelling spirit who guides us and leads us. And every true born-again believer, Lord, has got the Holy Spirit living in them. And I pray for their eyes and ears to be open to that speaking inside, that you would guide them. Lord, I myself said speaking in tongues to the devil, and you guided me in such a way that I was speaking in them the next week. So I know you can do it. I know you will do it. And we ask you for it. We pray for the lost. We want the lost to come to Jesus. We want them to see him and know him and you to be. But Lord, right now, I'm praying for the church. I'm praying for the body of Christ. That prayer in Ephesians was for the body of Christ. That letter in Ephesians is to the body of Christ. And so based on that, we ask you for a great revelation. And Lord, this morning you talked to us about the movement, the reins of the Spirit, the move of the Spirit of God, and we join our agreement to it and ask you for the outflowing reins. I pray, Father, for our Sunday meeting. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit will be poured out and the sick will be healed. The blind will see, the lame will walk. All the things that happened under the ministry of the head, Lord, are to happen in the ministry of the body, in the ministry of the spirit, through the body. And so I pray for every church service. Pray for the Champions for Christ. And tomorrow that you would give me utterance and let me speak as an oracle of God and open the young people's ears to listen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I'm praying for every church that meets Sunday morning. And I'm praying for every church that meets Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday morning. And I'm praying, Lord, you're big enough to do it all. And we're praying, Father, for that Sunday afternoon service in Jesus' name. We ask you for healings and miracles and the manifestation of those gifts of the Spirit's to be manifested the way they were designed to operate, to the glory of God the Father. Our motive is that everything be done to the glory of God the Father. Bovrande hishkato nongombre, mangolo dobraka, kivra dushwanda, the blessing, oh, the blessing, mangolo godavri. Mistu tudugu baka. Emile danya na kora gadanya ne kohoroko baktia. Mijudu dudujua. Isantopri, isantopri, isantopri. Prigavia nononombri kale kaha balago oragomba shanatanya na katunge. Ika la halai la halai la halai la. Pitukuratia fragandashka tambreka tokopre, alevra toho genja kamanako kola pitania, o lehele karakadalia kandarga toho shakjata. Kivere duho shwa? Maladora manacchiato, oh, veritando rogohoshkatanjonde, isototokobra interpretation, oh, rabkayanakabra interpretation, bitora makwale vedu balakaka, midurugondio balatiti di andele gohoshangde rogodoriante gonjongde rogodovra. Istituto prefreheli combra cara cohogendi ni corogodosca tabrica de catancia. Mituhudu amba chue de covra. Beledu dua chancero condiana cohode compracte. Lovra dihise. Lovra dihise macco. Bejua de vrotesena non tancian de godosca tabri. Pujwe, pujwe naka, pujwe naka tikanga la kada da gohorshen da gotosh da brika te kafra. Ebe tuori manaka halala la kopre kate go onje. Do duvra mia kaibra kata vra kato jende ni kuka. Para gohorshen chenge da gotoshka. Iga la kore penye na gohoroko vra, tana gohoroko tebre. E già una matusca, t'incendio, non ho compra caffra, e li vedo congiare, non ho ancora codosca, t'incendio, che tu ho sciacciato. E bilicchia. E bile ho ciondo, che ho sciacciato, che ho occhiato, che ho ora palacchia. Mi do congiare, che ho fracchia, che ho la cheba. Asciate, che ho ora cambala, che ha la caiana, che ha la caiata. I bili don do bella kafra kadan yang do rogodoske zwita vramanokwe pragabinyo no koche de digo husha e gili go brevre ti ushwa te le go franya tata koche kete kashi go dobre ka pai ano ko rogodo le kombre ka de go halla me tion do bakala la hala kanga de de koka Rivanio no cora manico para catasca hanciandia. Boa fianto lo cohosecchie. E li combra cafra catisi scende le capra. Modi avrò possi paracai. Possi paracai fronde li hiscito. Grivanio no coro con le cabinio no coro con te le cappaglia no no congiungere godosca. Alla Katia. Alla Katia, alla Katia. Privaccio te de goto hosecciak. Isando lo cohora catisco to cera gotosca. Vidi congiondo lo godosca to fracataca fracatico hosce de ganga. O Father, mi tolo co brevre ti shanda. Mango di vratio setete. E dugo di baba, fratello gombipa, cacalatito. Mi sciato bre. Mi sciato de capigno, no cohoro compagna, no cohoro fratia. Alla bitia, alla bitia, alla bitia, alla bitia. Bacio te conga. Bacio te cangalita. Kavita galagaba, anjo no ko oche de ko ocha. Kavra kate kahalai. Amina kahala kaka. Gambra kote kovre. E balaturi ma kwe bele toti ana ko hoshakya. Kashatan nyantaka. Ebeli Hoshua, Abala Tora Mangele Godora Katafra Godogo Shangena Godoshka Tabrik. Kafra Godogo Hole Kabra, Frutiando Toko Eche, Ijando Okoroko Paka, Kala Manokara Manyanda, Ija Toko Brika de Kahalaila. O Father, mission to Makai. Mission to Makaya Nakahala Kabre. Idi Koro Kongala Kafra Kote Beletantia. Idi Kotovre Washiton Yono Koro Koto Chedika. Kale Kabre Kafrania Nikoro Koba. Istion Tapala Matanya Nakoba. Aragadi Hishendia Nikotoshk Tache. Kavakahalito, kavakalakaha, lakariana kambre, ikalakala kandiande, ligohojekche, barakotoshka tanche, asa barakodohojekche, nukohrokodapre, kavilanto, 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 karakatache. Squiriana kalakala. Avrete svato da copretere tince da cotosca da plica da catonge. Coca mana coro manai. O mana cala, brico da goda breca ta flandia ne cuccia. E me di go svate da cotosca da plica da cotonge. E gevele e tu te sva. E gevele gavratiando da godoce c'è. Ancora da devra, c'è una condotta con desco, cala con brevre di catata. I mini qua bracodonia, ni qua la cabre, bracodogene, di la condosca. I geni cuore capigna, la cahaia da da co. Avi lasciate le cabra paia, naia. Ignara dalla cabra di otiato. Ise de goshwa. Kavikate kohole ko prakya. Ise de kohora ka pankya na kocha. Kavraka de galeke ato manakara ka taisha. Obelihi cha mashotele ko bravra katanjong de ko ocha. Abilato Ramanaka. Kabikata kahala ala kompepia. Ajana koroko devra, dinyo no koroko doska dabrikata kadavra. Ashato, tana kohora katishko. Agalaga kabre devra dujwa, tashantantia na kohoroko doska. Alikata kahondia na kohora kompapa. Sanyoto pakalakaya. Kavrakada gahala kombre kataka hanjanda. Ikete kohora kodoshka tamre kataka frakte. Ujite kopua matuto, matuto, matuto. De baradanya ne kohora ko brakya na konjunda. Avali dushwato rakotohishe kyanu korobadakara manyanga. Metoro gobipa, nana kohoro kopapa. Bodi rugonzoro gonjongto to papitato. Eberia non go prafretio. Ojetio coprafra, scendiondoro cotia. Gilu du joa bala kambanga. Ingolo govre, enye du cotua. E je rego prafraga da kanga, e jote mi kaka, o le manio balavra di ano kubre. E di kadiando rego doje cha, jote lo godosha. Pasco tembre che ti kafra la kambra, ti ano kototu doko oce. Dive la dujvanya ne korakodo lo kobrai vredinya toragodosh kadabri kadakadavra. Mi sono non para chi fede coro gente. E je ne makara gode je chato go do shak chang do go do shka. E je go hor katash kata prika de go do e shen chata. Kavi go de go leto, bekala kakan, yana kora go de vergiba, manyone ko vada gedej gedo vakyan do go do shka. I chateau frefrita, mingungolo bo fara disco do gente di co regge di co bra, e se braccio fischwa, mingo logo do bra. I di gabba, frato, mato dugo occe. Kabaka de kahalaila. Kabita gonyonde. Rizvato Federico ba mutwe enaka alakaria naka praka dehise mako horoko prekataka hafraktianako oche deko onja ileko horoka fraktian ejiligo swakto frakon garako dehisende kofraliko brevretinana koroko praktia. Mikola koprekcia na kambre. Per io tempe per la tota. Per noi qua, per noi qua. Quando ne qua, fratelli, non lo comprere. Tushka, tushka, tushka. Mikoka, 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 fatti, tutto cose. Mosso qua, a niente. Me le cavresci, Tania. Gebeletto Hushantia. Mangolo dobra? Mangolo gabito na complicata cafrandia nico ojebre? Eda kahaya nakala. Ejita prafratio toko prafrakanye. Mega palinio na quetio na ver. Gi ilanto. Magolete brito frakata kahai. Agala kabra kafrandia neko oce di kopa. Gibili dudwa. Geme na koro kotambra. Biruru kupra frakala konga. Eje de kuhora kotoshka. Gabi la tota do go onche. Givran dovre betui dalla gabba, miko loko brevre dalle congambi duro go vratia na koce. I janduro go hojek chanto, kabi la tohro con brevre. Brato oce danya na kohro kapaka laila hanyaka, oji ne kubra bradujweta from gobi alitio. Abbacora miniata e sciotto lo combri che fracca da cambra. Che ignacca. Che dobra vridagno no corcabì e lele cambracchio no cosca da vri contro combri cafra. Cora combri che fagno no coro cocca. E galacaia na caca. E je de gotoshka tampre. E je de goroko tafrika tanche de gotoshka tampre. E je de gotoshka prafrika doko onche de go ochetak da kata. O samanaka. Macho do bakinyo makoto. Makoto kabrika da go oche de kanja. Mangoro go dobre katito. E je ne mano kote go vrege bedi kwa, še do go doro kombale kakanga, le gada achi. Švitanjo, švitanjo. Švitanjo mia. Švitanjo mia fangolo hočenje. Bagolo gambitjo no kobra. Isatolo covrete, marugondiando robodoshka, tabre, tabre, tabre. Oh, Father, you always say, trust in me. It is a gift of God to be able to trust in you, not to have to think and rely upon our own selves or even other people, but upon you. In you we trust. In you we live. In you we move. In you we have our beings. That's right there in Acts chapter 17, which you gave us today. How grateful and thankful we are. We cannot say thank you enough for another day, another Wednesday, Moed. You know the people on this line, Father, how grateful they are in their hearts. They tell me, and I'm sure they tell you. We're thankful, so thankful, and looking forward to now what you had us pray about today, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for using us, Holy One. And we trust you in Jesus' name. We do trust you. Brother Max, are you ready?
Amen. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The first statement is underlined. And it reads like this. There is no speech. Yeah. There is no speech or language or voice is not heard by me. Your voice goes out into all the earth. The first statement is underlined. I don't know if I say that or not, but it's underlined.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasized. There is no speech or language or voice is not heard by me. Your voice goes out into all the earth. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read it again. There is no speech or language or voice is not heard by me. Your voice goes out into the whole earth. Wow.
Into all the earth or?
Into all the earth, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then the Lord gave us Genesis 15, 1. Genesis 15, 1, 5, verse 1. Second Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 7. Second Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 7. One more here. Exodus, the book of Exodus 3, verses 1 through 4. Exodus 3. 1 through 4. All right, next statement. Let's see. It's a bit long. And almost the last line is emphasized. Okay. And it reads like this. Special revelation. Special revelation is how God has chosen to reveal himself.
To reveal now, I need you to start.
Okay. Special revelation is how God has chosen to reveal himself.
Thank you.
Yep. And this prayer with you, children. With you, children. And my prophet and friend. And my prophet and friend. So with you, children, and my prophet and friend. My power can be clearly seen. S-E-E-N. My power can be clearly seen through you. Clearly seen through you. And this universe. And this universe. To that, extends, E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E, to the extents of...
No, that's existence.
It is existence. Thank you.
Okay. So where does that go now? My power?
Okay. To the existence, yeah. You, okay, through
just
you...
Just a minute here. Start with my power, yeah.
My power. Okay, subject. My power can be clearly seen through you in this universe to the existence of to the existing of a powerful, to the existence of a powerful.
Yeah, I'm missing it in here somewhere. Let's go with that again. My power can be clearly seen through you in this universe to the, now spell the next word, please.
E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E.
That's existence.
Existence.
And then the next word?
Did I use it wrong again? Maybe I did.
No, you got it right.
Okay.
Of?
O-M?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A powerful and glorious creator, C-R-E-A-T-O-R, creator.
Okay.
Now this part here is underlined. The time of the church movement is now. The time of the church movement is now.
Okay.
I'm going to read it again. So help me, Lord. Special revelation is how God has chosen to reveal himself in this prayer with you, children, and my prophet and friend. My power can be clearly seen through you in this universe to the existence of a powerful and glorious creator. Underline part, the time of the church movement is now.
It's very, 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 very revelatory and powerful statement.
Okay, praise the Lord. Romans 1:20. Romans 1:20. Genesis 3:8. Genesis 3:8. Two more. Ezekiel 8:3-4. Ezekiel 8:3-4. 1 Kings 3:5. 1 Kings 3:5. All right. Next statement. the appearances of God, the written word of God. The appearances of God, the written word of God. Most importantly, dreams, visions, I have chosen you to reveal myself, church. Oh, I have chosen you to reveal myself, church, is underlined. Okay, I'll start from the beginning here. The appearances of God, the written word of God, most importantly, dream, visions. Underline part. I have chosen you to reveal myself, church. That was the statement. Let's see here. I believe you got that, Ms. Philly. Okay. 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Hebrew 4, 12. Hebrew 4, 12. Genesis 28, 12. Genesis 28, 12. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. The ultimate. Yeah, ultimate. ULTIMATE. Of special revelation. The ultimate of special revelation. Is the person of Jesus. I become a human being. Yeah, being. I become a human being. Okay, I'll read it again. The ultimate of a special revelation is the person of Jesus. I become a human being.
A human being?
A human being, yes. A human
okay,
being.
Okay, and that word become, is it become or became?
B-E-C-A-M-E.
Became.
Okay, thank you.
I became a human being. That's the incarnation, right?
Okay. Let's see here. John 1, 1. Yeah. John 1, 1. But now after that, mystery, there is 1:4.
Yeah. I can see that. Is it John 1, 1 and then John and then 14?
Well, it doesn't say, I
know this chapter. I know what he's doing. And what you do when you read this chapter is you often read the first verse and then you skip to the 14th verse.
See, I don't
know.
There is nothing after the one. There's space and then 1:4. Okay.
That's right. Then that is what you often do when you're talking about the eternity of Jesus. You will read John 1:1, and then you skip to 1:14. You don't read all the verses in between, in other words.
Now, I'm wondering, Okay, now,
When do we get there? When do we get there? You'll
okay.
see.
Okay, no, I was just going to say there is a line underneath the 14. I don't know if it's emphasized or just.
Could be. Could
Yeah,
be
okay.
emphasis, sure.
I just want to say
Because
it's
it's,
okay.
and we beheld his glory. It's going to say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, it's going to say, and we beheld his glory. And you
Okay.
often do that. You often skip from 1 to 14 without all the intervening part, just to emphasize that special revelation that he is. You'll see
I
when we get
see.
there.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Next statement, let me see here, is underlined. Yeah, next statement is underlined. It read like this: humbling myself on the cross. Wow. Humbling myself on the cross to provide salvation for you. Humbling myself on the cross to provide salvation for you. I am the, this word again, ultimate. Yeah. I am the ultimate special revelation from me to you all. Okay, I'll read it again. I'm sure
Ooh-wee.
you've. Praise the Lord.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, today the Spirit of the Lord is really strong, really, really strong.
Well, I'm telling you, these are marvelous. These revelations right here are so broad and deep and
Okay.
wide,
Praise
it's no
God.
wonder.
Okay, I'm going to read it again, and it's all underlined if I didn't say that. The statement is underlined. Humbling myself on the cross to provide salvation for you. I am the ultimate special revelation from me to you all. Wow, I could see it now.
Isn't that it? He's the revelation of God. It says he's
Yeah.
the very image of the Father. He's the very outshining of the Father. He is the ultimate revelation of God.
Philippians 5, I'm sorry, Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8.
That's
Philippians
what it's
2.
going to say right there. Those are the scriptures.
Okay, Philippians 2, 6 and 8. Then the Lord gave us Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. Next statement. Oh, it's really one line here, but it's underlined. And it reads like this. Comprehend the ability of my mystery. Comprehend the ability of my ministry. I mean, mystery. That's the statement, and it's underlined. Comprehend the ability of my mystery. Okay. Matthew 13:10-11. Matthew 13:1-3, verses 10 and 11. Next statement. I speak. Yeah, I speak to you, church, because they do not hear. I speak to you, church, because they do not hear and do not see and do not see. Therefore, I speak to you to pray for them All right, I'll read it again. I speak to you, church, because they do not hear and do not see. Therefore, I speak to you to pray for them. Wow.
They don't hear, they don't see. We're the ones who have to intercede and pray for them.
Yes, yes. And I just believe them, whoever.
All
don't
the ones
know
who
Jesus.
Don't see and hear.
Yeah.
They're blind and in darkness.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Kamal said there's 6 or 4 billion people never heard of the name of Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, Deuteronomy 29, oh, 4. I thought he gave us 29 again.
29:4?
Yeah, Deuteronomy 29:4. John 8:47. That's up there. John 8:47, 4:7. Romans 3:10 and 11. Romans 3, verses 10 and 11. A statement. You have my spirit, the Holy Spirit. I have, yeah. You have my spirit, the Holy Spirit. I have revealed them to you. I have revealed them to you. Verse is underlined. So continue on with the underline now. And you
now
are,
it's underlined.
Now it's underlined.
Mm-hmm.
And you are to receive all things of the Spirit. And you are to receive all things of the Spirit. I'll read it again from the beginning. You have my Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I have revealed them to you. Underline. And you are to receive all things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. Then the Lord gave us 1 Corinthians 2. Yeah, Corinthians. First Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Yeah, that's a 4, 14. 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 14. Acts. I just love the book of Acts. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. I'm sure you probably know what it is. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when you read it. Praise the Lord. Okay, underline part. Okay, this statement is half and half. Start with underline. My spirit gives you life. He's been talking about our life. My spirit gives you life. The words I speak to you is the spirit of Christ. So this is the underline part. The one I read, and I'll read it again. My spirit gives you life. The words I speak to you is the spirit of Christ. Now, the rest of it is not underlined. You are filled.
Excuse
you are
me?
Filled.
You are filled?
Filled. Yeah, filled. F-I-L-L-E-D. You are filled and renew. It's not renewed, renew, R-E-N-E-W. And renew, and born of the Spirit. And born of the Spirit. Therefore, you are to move with me. Yeah, that's it. Therefore, you are to move with me. Okay, I'll read the whole statement again. Underline part. My spirit gives you life. the words I speak to you is the Spirit of Christ. Not underline. You are filled and renewed and born of the Spirit. Therefore, you are to move with me. And then he gave us Acts 2:4. Acts 2:4. And the signature, trust in me. That's what we prayed for.
Okay. Praise God. I just love that beginning, too. Underlined all of this. There is no speech or language or voice. It's not heard by me. Your voice goes out into all the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that has to do with this prayer, too. As we're praying and speaking aloud from wherever any of the persons who WP, any WWP, that sound is going out into all the earth, and God is putting into your voice whatever he wants to go out into all the earth. As we pray, that's what I think. I mean, it could have depth of meaning, you know, but I think that's at least part of it.
Sure, sure. Well, I believe you're right.
I saw this on Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Now, I think God's pointing out here that when he spoke this great promise to Abraham, it was in a vision. 2 Corinthians 12:1-7. Okay, here it is in the King James. I'm trying to see which one is the best for you to understand that first statement. I'll just read it in the King James. "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven." Now, folks, all Bible scholars agree that Paul's talking about himself. "And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter." Now, it doesn't mean that it's against the law. Here's the way the New American Standard does it, which is inexpressible in words. Here's the way the Amplified says, "He heard utterances beyond the power of man to put it into words." In other words, not it's against the law. I talk to people who've gone to heaven and come back quite a lot, and they always say it's hard to put into words. That's what he meant. "Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he sees me to be, or that he hears me to be, or lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now, folks don't think God gave him a thorn in the flesh. He tells you right there who gave it to him. The messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. He started out by saying, I have to boast. I have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he had to tell this. And I'm going to read it now to you from New American. Boasting is necessary, though it's not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know or out of the body I do not know, he couldn't really tell. He was lifted out of his body, but he couldn't really tell. God knows. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which a man is not permitted to speak or able to speak. On behalf of such a man, I will boast. But on my own behalf, I will not boast. In other words, the spirit man and what happened to me and the visions I saw, I've got to boast about that. I've got to tell you. But I want you to understand I'm not boasting on myself, except in regard to my weakness. For I do not wish to boast. I will not be foolish, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain so that no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. God is not sending out messengers of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Satan didn't want Paul to tell these things. But Paul said, I've got to tell them. So see, God is talking to us about, he's talking to us right here in this passages today, that he does reveal himself in visions and revelations. And it's not anything of ourselves. He did it. But we have, it happens. It's truth. God does things this way. There have been people caught up to heaven. Now there's a lot of people that have, and they're telling it. Exodus 3, 1 through 4. Max has visions.
Yes.
Max does. Abraham had a vision. Tells you there in Rob 15:1. Now Exodus 3 is going to tell us Moses had a vision.
Oh.
See, God does reveal things in visions. There are some people that just absolutely think this couldn't happen, and that you're just out of your gourd if you think it could happen. But it happened all the time in the Bible. One time, Brother Hagin got called on the carpet by the Assemblies of God. He had his papers with the Assemblies of God. And he had had visions, open-eyed visions of Jesus, and he told it. He got caught up to heaven, and he told it. And he got called on the carpet, threatened to take away his papers because he was seeing angels and having visions. And there was an old man, I think he called him Old Dad Smith. And he said, Old Dad Smith said, it does not concern me one bit that this young man's having visions and revelations and seeing angels. What does concern me is that the rest of us don't. The rest of you don't. That's not common among you, because that's how God does things. So here's another example. He's given us example of people that see angels and have visions. He's talking to us about how he reveals himself. That's the message of today. Now, Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight. Why the bush is not burned up? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moshe, Moshe, and he said, Hineni, or behold me, or here I am. Now, he's talking to us actually about this very prayer call. Special revelation is how God has chosen to reveal himself in this prayer with you children and my prophet and friend. In other words, this that we're experiencing every Wednesday is a special revelation that God has chosen to reveal himself. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Let's all get up, put down the phone, run around our house, and come back.
Yeah, run around your house. Run outside your house.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it. I mean, that is something that God chose to reveal himself to us on this prayer call in a special revelation. This revelation of God. God has to reveal himself. You can't just stumble over God. He's got to reveal himself to you. And sometimes he does it in visions. And he's done it. He's giving us biblical proof that he did it with Abraham. He did it with Moses. And he's doing it with us. My power can be clearly seen through you in this universe to the existence of a powerful and glorious creator. In other words, we ourselves, and he said our voices going out to all the earth, are witnesses that there is a powerful and glorious creator who reveals himself to us. Oh, I don't think we're ever going to get through with understanding all of what this afternoon's is about. We can munch on this forever.
Yes, God.
Next line underlined, the time of the church movement is now.
Oh. My goodness. Write it on your fridge. Write it on your mirror.
That's right.
We are to move, folks.
In the spirit, the spirit movie he's talking about this morning. The movement of the spirits right now.
Yes,
that's what
yes.
he's talking about. It's time for this outpouring upon the church. Now. Romans 1:20. This is it in King James. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Here it is in the Amplified. For ever since the creation of the world, his invisible nature and attributes, that is, his eternal power and divinity, have been made intelligible and clearly discernible in and through the things that have been made. His handiworks. They reveal God. All what we see reveals God. So that men are without excuse. I mean, they're supposed to look out there at that tree and know that a man couldn't make it. And that there is a God. There's a God. There's an existence of God.
That's so true. Praise God.
Genesis 3:8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. You know what that word is? It's the wind. The ruach.
Oh.
It means the move of the spirit in that day. They heard the sound of Jehovah God walking in the garden in the move of the spirit in that day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
Julian, we just give you the glory.
That word is ruach.
Ruach, yeah, ruach.
It's the ruach. The move of the Spirit in that day. God came down and dealt with them in the move of the Spirit. And he comes and deals with us in the move of the Spirit in our day. And he's telling us the movement of the Spirit and the church is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel 8, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
He stretched out the form of a hand and caught me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the idol of jealousy, which provokes to jealousy, was located. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. Now what he's telling you again is, here's another witness. He's telling you that he gave visions to Abraham, he gave them to Moses, gave them to Paul, and this is Ezekiel.
Mm.
He gave them to Adam and Eve. And this is Ezekiel. Ezekiel was in the Babylonian captivity. So God took him by the hair of the head, probably didn't hurt though, and brought him back over to Jerusalem and showed him what was happening there.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, I'm thinking we're going to have some visions and revelations of God. First
yes,
Kings.
I mean.
3:5. At Gibeon, Jehovah appeared to Solomon in a dream at night.
Oh, my goodness.
And God said, ask what you wish me to give you. He's just telling us, this is how I do it. I reveal myself in visions. I reveal myself in dreams. I catch people up. Now, that's what, look what the next word is. The appearances of God.
Yeah.
The written word of God, most importantly. Dreams, visions. Now, underlined, I have chosen you to reveal myself, church.
I know that's Miss Billy in First King. He says that we need to ask also.
Yes. Ask what you wish me to
give
you.
Ask what you wish.
Yep.
My goodness.
And remember Solomon asked for wisdom. You know what Solomon said back to him? I'm going to the next verse. Then Solomon said, you have shown great chesed to your servant David, my father.
Wow.
In other words, you kept your covenant with my father. It's not loving kindness. It's not mercy. It's not steadfast love. It's chesed. And it means obligation. You kept the covenant. You were obligated and you did it.
God.
Oh, this is so deep, folks. It's so, so very deep.
He told us, I'm going to take you deeper.
Mm-hmm.
My Jesus.
That's right. That's right. He did, and he's doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's keeping his promises to us.
Praise God.
Second,
wow.
From Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. You see, the scripture itself is a revelation of God. And I think when I write this down here, when God gave the original scriptures, none of them have any punctuation. The translators have to decide where to put it. Now, here's what I'm going to do on this one right here. The appearances of God, he's talking about the revelations. So some of them are the appearances of God. And then I'm going to put dash the written word of God, most importantly. In other words, the written word of God is what he's talking about right here. And then dreams and visions. I have chosen you to reveal myself, church. And the first thing he mentions is the written word of God. Ooh. All scripture is a revelation of God. And he's going to tell us that again in Hebrews 4:12, which we all know. He gives us this a lot. Hebrews 4:12, most importantly, the word. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Most importantly is the written word. And every vision and every dream that anybody has got to match up and fall in line with the written word. That's one way you judge it. Because the enemy will try to give you visions. Here is an angel of light, you know. But you can test him. And I'm telling you, what he says doesn't line up with the word, you just toss it straight out. Genesis 28:12. And he dreamed. Here's another man had a dream, Jacob. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. Angels of God are still ascending and descending. Now, he gave us all that. He said, I appear in visions, I appear in dreams. The word of God is the most important, but here's the ultimate. This is the ultimate revelation. The ultimate of special revelation is the person of Jesus. I became a human being. Now you're going to see how this fits together. We're going to go to John 1.
This is an aha moment with the Lord today.
Boy, you are right.
Oh, my God.
It is an aha moment.
This is an aha moment.
Huh. Yes. Now here's Genesis 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's talking about Jesus. Now you skip down to the 14th verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Hallelujah.
You see, in teaching, people often do this. Skip from verse 1 to verse 14. Because verse 1 says the Word was God. And God's telling us right here, I, God, became a human being in the person of Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen or beheld his glory. Glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen. Mr. Billy, you said Genesis. You meant to say John.
I mean John 1:1 and 14. John 1:1 and John 14. In the beginning was the Word. That he's the ultimate revelation. This is called the incarnation. God became flesh, became a man, and dwelt among us, a human. So just to show you that he didn't put any exclamation points in there, punctuation, you could punctuate it like this, John 1:1, 14. But he didn't do that. He just left a space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's what he meant. And I believe he underlined verse 14.
He did. I believe he did. 1:4.
Uh-huh.
See, I thought underlined. The line was supposed to be in between, which that would make it.
No.
He's
emphasizing, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now he goes on talking about this, what he did, the incarnation. Humbling myself on the cross to provide salvation for you. I am the ultimate.
Did you read Hebrews 1? Did you read Hebrews 1:1-3?
I didn't know. I don't have it written down.
I didn't give you Hebrews 1?
I don't know.
Okay.
If you did, I missed it.
Okay, after
Hebrews, what
John
now?
1:1-3.
What?
Maybe I skipped it. I just went to humbling myself.
Okay, you gave us John 1:1-14. Then what's next?
Correct. Hebrews 1:1-3.
And then do you go to humbling myself?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
I might. Maybe I
okay,
skipped it
I somehow missed. I somehow missed it.
Or maybe I didn't.
Hebrews, we got so caught up in it.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if there was a line under it and well, all that.
Yeah, it
Hebrews
right,
1:1-3. God, hold me. Hold it a minute. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high. Hallelujah. I'm going to read it in the New American. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he made the world, and he, God's Son, is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. See, Jesus is exactly like the Father. He's the radiance of his glory. He's the representation of his nature. In other words, he reveals God. And he, I'm adding this, Jesus, is the radiance of his, the Father's glory, and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now underlined.
Yeah, I'm seeing, Mr. Billy, thank you. I'm seeing like the statement before that, the Lord is revealing himself as being, human and God.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That is God in man. God and a man.
Thank you, yes.
Because a man had to die for us, a human had to die for the sins of humanity. But God in man, the incarnation, that is the incarnation. You see, that's why Islam is so wrong, Max. Islam said he's just a man, he's a prophet, he's not the Son of God. So wrong. No, no. He's God in man.
I mean, that's right.
Oh, hallelujah. Then underlined.
Yeah, a blog of this.
We need to go outside, run again.
We need to run again.
Or need to go over there and lie down on the bed and think about this.
Amen. That's right.
Humbling myself. Now, this is underlined. Humbling myself. He had to humble himself. He was God. He humbled himself to come and live in a human body. Humbling myself on the cross to provide salvation for you. I am the ultimate special revelation from me to you all.
Oh. Hallelujah.
You want to know what God is like? Look at Jesus.
Right.
Philippians 2, 6 through 8. This is just too much today, just too much.
Yeah. He told us there's nothing we can't handle. Praise the Lord. This morning. Or something in that.
Who, meaning Jesus, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And he, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here it is in the ESV. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Deuteronomy 29:29. I know what this is going to say. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
Yeah.
In other words, these deep things are revealed to us that we may do them.
Yes, that's the same exact, thing I got from the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aha moment. It's an aha moment again.
Yes, it is, and it's the time of the church.
It's
Remember
the time
what
of the
he
church.
Said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are to die for him. I mean, Brother Kamal, when he was here, he told me a story. I'm not going to share it. But he told me a story. He was sobbing and crying. And the Lord told him, he said to him, aren't you ready to die for me? And he did it. And he, of course, protected him. My Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an aha moment.
underlined, comprehend the ability of my mystery. Matthew 13, 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." I'm going to read that from the King James because it uses the word mysteries. Well, I'm going to read it from the New American. It uses mysteries. The ESV uses secrets, but since he used mysteries here, we'll use mysteries. And this is the New American. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted." "I speak to you, church, because they do not hear and do not see. Therefore, I speak to you to pray for them."
Pray for them.
Deuteronomy 29:4. "But to this day, the Lord has not given you a heart to understand, or eyes to see, or ears to hear." Okay, so there's some out there, they just can't see or hear, but we can pray for them. John 8:47. "Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear is that you're not of God."
My goodness.
So that's why they can't see. Those who are not of God cannot see or hear. But he told us to pray for them. Romans 3:10 and 11. "As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God." Just left on their own. They're not righteous. They don't understand. They don't seek for God. But we're told to pray for them. "You have my spirit, the Holy Spirit, and I have given..." No, "revealed them to you. And you are," and starting with this line here, "and you are to receive all things of the Spirit." That is underlined. "And you are to receive, you have my Spirit, and I has revealed them to you." And starting right here, underlined, "and you are to receive all things of the Spirit."
Yes.
1 Corinthians 2:10 through 14. "For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they're folly to him, and he's not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. These things that have been revealed to us have been revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit lives within us. And natural people can't understand these things of God. There's things you say that people just, they don't understand. And we only can understand them because the Spirit lives in us. And he understands the things of God. He reveals them to us spiritually. But the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness to him. And that's why we have to pray for them, that their eyes would be open, that they would come to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
There was a day, Max, I'm using you for example because here you are, you're on the line. There was a day that what Quinn said you thought was just foolishness.
Yeah.
You didn't understand it because you didn't have the Spirit living in you.
Sure.
But then when you were born again and the Spirit came in you, you began to understand.
That is very true. She used to pray for me, read the Bible, and I walk by her, and I used to say, forgive me, Lord. I used to say, you keep pressing. You keep doing what you're doing. We'll see what your God's going to do. That's a challenge. Almost.
Yeah.
And he saved me. He saved me. I mean, he didn't, like, smoke me out because of his love.
No, he doesn't want to block them out. It's just the fact that you were blind and you didn't see.
That's true.
But she prayed for you.
Yeah, she did.
Then he was able to reveal himself to you, and then you've got the Spirit, and then you could see. You're a perfect example. You're a perfect example for all this.
Thank you, Lord.
Acts 1:8. This is Jesus. He was getting ready to rise up. He was getting ready to go up to the Father and ascend to the Father. And he told them to stay there until the Holy Spirit came upon them. And then he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Underlined, my Spirit gives you life. The words I speak to you is the Spirit of Christ. And now not underlined. You are filled and renew and born of the Spirit. Therefore, you are to move with me. Acts 2:8. Listen to this,
what?
Max. No, I'm sorry. It's Acts 2:4. I got the wrong scripture.
Well, maybe should read that.
I will read it.
Okay.
I got mixed up. I hit the wrong key. It's actually Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Oh.
Now here's the scripture that I got mixed up. And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Oh. See, that's
praise
what's happening to you. I hit the wrong key, but maybe it was the right key.
Hallelujah. Well, he starts with the language. He says there is.
Yeah, he starts
with that. Yeah. There is no speech or language or voice is not heard by me.
That's right.
Wow.
But actually, really, truly, it's Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Thank you,
Lord. Same with us. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. We're born of the Spirit. We're renewed in the Spirit. And by the Spirit, we understand these things. And the Spirit's moving, and we're to move with Him. Deep, deep, deep today.
Very deep.
Very, very deep. I love it the way he went through the Bible and showed us all the people that he showed visions and dreams.
Yeah.
And then he told us, you accept it. Don't say because someone said they had a vision, oh, I don't believe in visions.
Oh yeah,
He does the same thing now he did back then.
I was told that in one church in Minneapolis before we have our ministry when I was in manufacturing, and I left that church because I know the Lord is speaking to me. He didn't tell me that I don't have dreams or visions because it come to pass.
You had to leave them. You had to get out of there.
I did. And I believe we all have to do that. When the Lord, when God speaks to us, God speaks to us. Again, that's the Spirit.
That's right.
Because
and
we have,
this is
we
a
have,
special.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and he's telling us on this call, now this call is a special revelation. Receive it. Don't say that it's not of God.
Amen.
In case somebody's on the call and they're thinking that, he said that right in this call. He said, this call is a special revelation. And then he said, receive all things that are of God. Well, you can tell if they're of God because of the Word of God, if it matches up the Word of God. I could tell you right now that Satan is not going to give us all these scriptures about Jesus being the manifestation of God in the flesh. He can't do it. He's not allowed to do it.
He can't.
So
do it.
It's of God. This call, whoever you are, and I think there's someone on this call right now, and you heard about this call, and you got on the line today, don't judge it that it's not God, because it is God.
And know and understand that Satan cannot read our minds.
No, he cannot.
He cannot.
He cannot. He watches your action. The Bible calls
exactly.
him the one who's watching you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he watches for signs from you. But he can't read your mind.
No. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's plenty for us to think about for a whole week. Meditate on.
Yeah.
Now, Max, are you going to be leaving Friday?
Yes, Miss Vera. I'm leaving Friday.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift you up, Max. We expect you to protect him, cover him with the blood of Jesus, carry him on angels' wings, direct every step, and show him your plan.
Yes,
bring him back home safe. Provide the way, the provision, the cost. We trust you for it.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we give you glory.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
the Lord. Shalom,
shalom. Shalom, shalom.